Today is January 1st, and we are going to begin our reading through the entire New Testament today. Now, what we will do each day, I will read a chapter or a part of a chapter, and then I will discuss it. The Word of God is very important, and the New Testament begins with the story of Jesus, followed by the story of his followers, the disciples, and then letters that teach us more about God, more about Jesus, and who he is, what he did, and what he expects of us as followers of Jesus. Today we're going to begin with the very first book in the New Testament, the book of Matthew. Now, Matthew was written by one of Jesus' followers. His name was Matthew. He was one of the 12 disciples, or the 12 apostles, which means he followed Jesus closely. He spent a lot of time with Jesus. And so what he gives is a first-hand account of what he saw, what he experienced, and what he knew about Jesus. Now, there are four different gospels, or four different stories about Jesus, each one told from a slightly different point of view. Now, even though each of them are slightly different, they all do fit together. Each person either focusing on different parts of a story, or each person, some of them telling certain stories or things that they remembered, or another telling other parts of the story that may not be included in all four. But all of them do fit together. They do not oppose each other. They do not contradict each other. Instead, they work together to give us a full picture of the life of Christ, of what he taught, and of who he was, and how we can better know him, and follow him, and live like him. Now, the book of Matthew really focuses a lot on Jesus being the promised Messiah. Even before Jesus came to live in the world, God had promised that he would send the Messiah, the Savior. And so Matthew really looks at that. He looks at Jesus as the King of the universe, the King of everything. And so many of the things that Matthew looks at are both the promises that Jesus would come, as well as the idea of Jesus as the King. And we'll talk about that a little bit more after this first chapter. So we're going to begin with Matthew chapter 1. Before we begin, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would just be with us today. Guide us, direct us. Lord, teach us more about you. Give us our daily bread today. Teach us who you are, how we can follow you, and how we can be obedient to what you would have us do. We pray all this in your name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Matthew chapter 1. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jehoram, Jehoram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amon. Amon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abihud. Abihud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Elihud. Elihud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathon. Mathon, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus, there were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until they gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. All right, I want to talk very briefly about this first chapter in Matthew. The first half of the chapter is a genealogy, telling about Jesus' ancestors. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important for several reasons. If you're familiar with the Old Testament, then many of these names would be familiar to you. If you're not familiar with it, then many of these names are very strange and unknown to you. But beginning with the very first one, Abraham. You see, Abraham was the father of the Jewish people. He was a very special man that God was very close to, and that God made promises to. All the way back, hundreds, thousands of years before Jesus was even born, God made a special promise to Abraham. God promised Abraham that one day his seeds, or his descendants, would bless the entire world. And that is what Jesus does. Jesus was a blessing to all nations in the world, and a fulfillment of that promise. And to the Jews, Abraham would be their ancestor, and seeing the family tree would have been very important to them. They would have recognized all of these names. But another important name in here is King David. You see, David was a man after God's own heart, a man who loved God passionately and followed God. Yes, he made some mistakes. One of them is even mentioned right here, where it talks about the Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. I'm not going to go into that whole story, but God used David to as the ancestor to a line of kings, and God had promised him that one day one of David's descendants would be an eternal king, and that was Jesus. And so all of these names are very important because they show Jesus as a direct descendant of David, which was very important, and it shows how Jesus is a rightful heir to the throne. He is a rightful heir to become king, because he is descendant from King David, whom God had promised one day his descendants, those who came long after him, one of them would be an eternal king, and that is King Jesus. So he qualifies to be the Messiah. Moving on to the second half of the chapter, where we talk about Joseph. Joseph and Mary, Joseph was not the biological father of Jesus. In fact, Jesus did not necessarily have a human biological father. This teaches us that Jesus was unique. He did not have an earthly human father. Instead, God miraculously placed Jesus inside of Mary. She had not been with a man. She was a virgin. But still, God did a miracle. God himself was the father of Jesus, not through a physical relationship, but instead through a miracle. And this makes Jesus very unique. He is God himself coming to live as a human. But Joseph is an important character in the story that we see here, that he was engaged to Mary, and he did not want to shame her or cause her public humiliation. But because she was pregnant and it wasn't his child, he was at the time considering ending his engagement or ending his marriage to her. And so, an angel comes to Joseph and tells him what's going on. That this is actually a special miracle. That Mary hadn't been unfaithful, but instead that God had done something very special. And that this child was actually going to be the promised Messiah. The one that they had been waiting for years and years, centuries, generations. They had been longing for the Messiah to come. And we'll talk more about what they expected him to do at some other time. But I like this verse, in verses 22 and 23, that Matthew points back to the prophecies to hundreds of years before Jesus was born. God had inspired the prophet Isaiah to prophesy that in the future the virgin would conceive and give birth to a son, and they would call him Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel means God with us, and Jesus fulfills this. Jesus is special, and that's why we're studying him and looking at his life and learning about him and trying to be like him. Because Jesus was special. He wasn't just a prophet, wasn't just a teacher. Instead, he was Emmanuel. He was God with us. God himself, who came to live as a human, to show us the way to God. To show us how we can have a relationship with God. And it's incredible to really think about Jesus as our Emmanuel, as God with us. And he promises that those who follow him, he will be with us. Maybe not physically, but spiritually. His spirit is here with us. And we'll learn more about that later as we go through the Bible and through the New Testament. But this first chapter of Matthew is exciting as we see the birth of Jesus and understand that Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. So today, pray that God would help you see Him, that God is with us. Pray that God would help you to see Him, to feel His presence, and to help you throughout your day. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you just be with us today. God, show us your Spirit. Show us who you are. Help us to follow you. Be our Emmanuel today, God with us, that we would be always aware of your presence, and that you being with us would shape us to be more like you, that your presence would guide us to make right decisions, would protect us from falling into sin and making wrong decisions, would encourage us with your love and presence, that you would just give us power and strength to be more like you today. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen.